Good Monday morning, beloved. It is so great to start this fresh new week with you. Today we are in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 22. In this concluding chapter to Paul's letter, Timothy is told to preach the good news even in the face of opposition, and to do his work as servant of God. Paul asks Timothy to visit him in prison and bring him certain items. The chapter concludes with a series of personal greetings. Again, God's saving word for this week is encouragement. So let's begin. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and because he is coming to rule as king, I solemnly urge you to preach the message, to insist upon proclaiming it, whether the time is right or not, to convince, reproach, and engage, as you teach with all patience. The time will come when people will not listen to sound doctrine, but will follow their own desires and will collect for themselves more and more teachers who will tell them what they are itching to hear. They will turn away from listening to the truth and give their attention to legends. But you must keep control of yourself in all circumstances. Endure suffering, do the work of a preacher of the good news, and perform your whole duty as a servant of God. As for me, the hour has come for me to be sacrificed. The time is here for me to leave this life. I have done my best in the race. I have run the full distance, and I have kept the faith. And now there is waiting for me the victory prize of being put right with God, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not to only me, but to all those who wait with love for him to appear. Do your best to come to me soon. Demas fell in love with this present world and has deserted me, going off to Thessalonica. Cretans went to Galatia and Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, because he can help me in the work. I sent Tychicus to Ephesus, and when you come, bring my coat that I left in Troas with Carpus. Bring the books also, especially the ones made of parchment. Alexander the metalworker did great harm to me. The Lord will reward him according to what he has done. Be on your guard against him yourself, because he was violently opposed to our message. No one stood by me the first time I defended myself. All deserted me. May God not count it against them. But the Lord stayed with me and gave me strength, so that I was able to proclaim the full message for all the Gentiles to hear, and I was rescued from being sentenced to death. And the Lord will rescue me from all evil and take me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. I send greetings to Priscilla and Aquila and to the family of Onesiphorus. Erastus stayed in Corinth, and I left Trophimus in Miletus because he was sick. Do your best to come before winter. Eubulus, Pudens, Linus, and Claudia send their greetings, as do all the other Christians. The Lord be with your spirit. God's grace be with you all. Today's key verse is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. You must keep control of yourself in all circumstances. Endure suffering, do the work as a preacher of the good news, and perform your whole duty as a servant of God. You know, it's interesting that at the end of Paul's life and well into the ministry of Timothy, that Paul is reminding Timothy, this is the work that you were called to do. You do what God has called you to do. And in all of life, when it comes right down to it, we just have to keep on being true to our God, being faithful to whatever giftings, whatever blessings he has given, entrusted to us. Amen? Let's go ahead and pray. Lord God, inspire and surround me with the wisdom of your Holy Spirit so that I may discern how best to share my faith with others. Speak through my words and my actions so that others will experience the knowledge of your love and salvation. Amen. Well, that brings our time together this Monday morning to an end. Join me tomorrow as we will begin reading in Titus chapter 1, where the Apostle Paul reminds Titus of the work to be done in Crete. All right. God bless you. I look forward to being with you tomorrow morning.